Okay, so I would like to move into this meditation now. And yeah, okay. So, how I like to do these is opening some questions towards your inner voice. And I'm going to be guiding this. I'm going to be dropping into my inner voice and having my inner voice to mainly facilitate this meditation. And I'm intending that there's going to be spaces for your inner voice to speak. So I'll be asking questions to your inner voice. So if I say during the meditation, if I say, inner voice, what can you tell them about this, whatever it is? That's an opportunity for you to allow your inner wisdom to come through right in that moment. So, what I encourage and what I invite, what works well for me and has worked for my clients, is to open your mouth and speak. Say out loud directly what you hear. This helps a lot because when we're trying to listen inwardly and we're only doing it in the thoughts, the mind gets involved more easily. But when we say out loud the words that we hear, it brings the mind back into the proper role of that receptionist who is taking dictation and write and typing out what was said or saying out what was said. And so it's also like easier to stay connected to that energy when we're speaking and hearing and speaking, and it can take us deeper and deeper into those inner places. So that is why I like to do it that way. And if you have a phone nearby and you have a voice recorder app on your phone that's easily accessible and doesn't feel challenging or overwhelming to access, and then I would invite you to actually press record. And then, as I'm guiding you into your inner voice, and as you're speaking out loud while you're on mute on Zoom, then your voice recorder will capture the things that you're saying, that your inner voice is saying. And then, if you listen back later, it'll help you to bring that more into your reality and to bring more of your inner being into your world. So, I love to record the inner voice and listen back. It's super helpful to me, and I always invite that. Now, if you are on Zoom on your iPhone and that's the only like tool you have, you can't actually do that because iPhone won't let you record while you're on another call. So that won't work. But if you're like watching on a computer and you have a phone, you could maybe try that. Just something to try. And also, like, even after this session, you can try that on your own. Try going into your meditation space, dropping your awareness, asking questions, and saying what you hear. Okay, so with that, we're going to be starting the meditation. We're going to close our eyes here, get comfortable. And drop the awareness a little deeper into the body, softening the breath, letting our body relax. And whatever method has worked for you in the past to relax, to deepen your awareness, to meditate, we'll take a few minutes here breathing and trying those methods. And we're just going to breathe right here. Big deep breaths in and out. In and out. And we're here. And we're in so much love, so much connection, so much awareness, Eva's mind sometimes wonders, is this for real? Yes. Your awareness, your love, your presence, this is reality. This is who you are. We're calling you to it right now. Breathing right into your belly, allowing your awareness to drop into your gut area, into your belly. That place in you where digestion happens. What does it feel like to be this deep in your body? Feeling the movements of your belly, your physical belly right here. We're going to begin. Eva wants to ask us, and she wanted to channel around this topic of letting go of resistance. So she's asking us right here, in her voice, what does it mean to let go of resistance? It means lifting up those feet. It means allowing us through. If there's boxes in your hall that your mind put up, it's as simple as pushing those aside. It's the choice. Breathing here. What is resistance to the inner voice? They are traps, all kinds of contraptions that are made to keep your energy focused in the mind, to retain power, to retain control, in order to foster a false sense of security and safety in living in this outward world. We would suggest the ancestors of humans living today felt very unsafe being eaten by lions and bears. There was a need for trying to feel safer. And it was discovered that by making these tools, by making fires and weapons, by bringing more control, there could be more of a sense of physical safety. And the true purpose of being a human here was somewhat lost. We would invite you to find this again. We would invite to remind that safety is not in human security or in the survival of the body. Safety is being who you are. Living who you are, always, 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 always. You cannot help but do this. This is who you are. You are always this. Death, sickness, pain, suffering, none of this can ever get in the way, one iota, of you being who you are. It is merely left to experience it while you are here in your current incarnation as a human today. So we would ask, what do you choose? What do you choose right now? This is an invitation and you may speak out loud. What is your choice? You may actually choose this right now. We would invite you to realize that the choice is yours to make at every moment. In every second of your life, the choice is always yours to make. It always has been, and it always will be. We respect this choice, and so does your mind. This is the sovereignty that you are. This is how much you are loved. that you are this respected. You are this held. What do you choose? Breathing here, being with this choice, being with this invitation. We would invite towards your depths. We would invite towards that ocean. We've shown Eva a picture of being in the depths of the ocean and breathing through gills, being in your natural state as the divine awareness that you are. This is what we invite you. We hold space right here. Inner voice of each person present. What do they need to know about this journey? What can you tell them about this journey into their depths, into their awareness? Whatever you hear, say it out loud. What can you tell them about their inner being? Who are you? What are you? Are you there sometimes? Or are you there always? Feeling into that deep part of you, in your belly. Allowing this answer to come. Every inner voice will say always, we're always here. We're always love. Find the place where this always exists. That's eternity. That's you. Find this place where you are this love. Feel it deep in your body. Be it. You are this. You are love. Know this. These are invitations. Inner voice, what do you want to do with the resistance that their minds puts up? We would invite to simply choose to be with us. This choice is not something that the mind is able to resist. Every moment that you are in choice to be with us, this is emanating into your life. Every moment that you have your feet on that sled, you are heading down that hill. Maybe you're not all the way to the ocean yet. It does not matter. When you're letting go, we're taking you to your home. We're bringing you to where you need to be. This is gravity. Feel the gravity. Feel your inner being pulling you. Feel your love drawing you. This is who you are. We invite you to realize this right now. Coming into this peace, into this wholeness, into this presence, into this love, into this belonging. You're here. You're with us now. There's nowhere to go. You're already here. Your voice of each person present. What can you tell them about their life right now? What's a specific message they need to hear today? Saying out loud, whatever you hear. Breathe here. Just inviting, be with the space. Letting it speak to you. Letting it hold you. Loving right here. We would invite you. We're showing Eva to bring some love to the humans right here. There may be judgment of the mind for on yourself for not being here as much as you think you should, or for the resistances that you've experienced, for the struggles that you've had. We would invite to notice that place of judgment, of shame, or embarrassment, or feeling like you didn't do it good enough. You try to climb the mountain, but you couldn't make it to the top. You try to reach to your inner depths, and you spent a day struggling in the mind. What are the feelings that come up around that? Feel them. Is there pain? Is there sadness? Is there shame? Feel it. Where is that? And we would invite the love that you are to be right here. With all this judgment, with all these shoulds, with all this efforting. Picture your love like a guide on the mountain who's seeing you, trying to climb, trying to effort to get to the top, and who's in love with you as you're climbing, as you're efforting, as you're trying, as you're putting your feet out when the sled is trying to slide. Be the mother or the father who's loving that effort, who's loving that trying, who's loving the breaks on that sled. Be the love right here. Breathing right here. Love these parts of you that are resisting. Allowing the sun in your heart to shine on your snow boots, trying to stop the sled from going down. Just see that picture, allowing the sun to shine on that from your heart. Being love here, right here with the resistance. We are not scared of any resistance. We're not afraid of it. We see beauty in it. It's the beauty of the human life. We love the human life. We're so happy with you. We're so in joy with you. We're so accepting of you. Whether you're climbing or whether you're sliding, we love you. Allow this love. In your voice of each person, what do you want to say to them about this love? About this climb, around this effort? Now we would invite you to invite us, to invite your love, to invite your source, your interconnection. To to invite it to foster in your life. We love you. And breathe right here. We're holding right here. And thank you for coming today. You're complete. So we will take a breath, deep breath together, and releasing, and beginning to bring the awareness back into the outer space, right here. Taking a few breaths here, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And bring awareness back into the same space.